all for volunteering tonight. Life on the streets is never easy, but especially during the holidays. While others are in their warm homes with family and friends, it's sad to be out alone out here inside in the cold.
So what are we supposed to be doing?
You have each been assigned to a street. Just take a bag and a hot cup of cocoa and look for anybody who looks cold or hungry. Oh, and don't forget to smile.
And remember to say Jesus loves you.
Yeah, it's really important to remind them that God cares for them.
It's like this.
Merry Christmas. And remember, Jesus loves you. Like
yeah,
that?
Just like that. Remember to treat each person with respect, too.
My dad says they're all drunks and druggies. Is that true?
Well, while drugs are a part of the problem, there are many reasons why people are out on the streets. However, we know that Jesus is the answer to all of their problems.
Yeah. My dad says it's foolish to spend Christmas Day handing out food to people who could do better if they tried.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
Well, if you think this is a waste of time, why are you here?
Jesus said we should help people, and it's his birthday, so here I am.
No.
Good for you. Now let's all get going. Grab your bags and a hot cup of cocoa.
Hello. You hungry? Would you like something to eat?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Are you thirsty? Would you like some hot cocoa?
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
Well, goodbye. Oh, and don't forget, I almost forgot. Jesus loves you.
Thanks for remembering.
Are you cold?
Sure. Yeah.
Here, I have plenty more at home.
Oh, wow. Thanks. That's much better. Thanks.
This isn't right. There should be a place where people are warmed and has enough to eat. There should be a place where people are loved and welcomed.
I come from a place like that.
Why'd you leave?
My father sent me.
Why?
To find a new place to live.
There's an apartment rent just down the street. I saw a sign.
No, not like that. He sent me to look for hearts, for that I might dwell there.
I know who you are. You're Jesus, my Lord and my God.
Blessed are you. You get it. You understand. See, I'm an outcast, but you didn't see me like that. You took me in. You gave me some food, and you gave me something to drink. With no regard, you gave me the coat off your back. Thank you very much. And whether it be visit the sick in the hospital or those who are in prison, if you do it to any of my brothers and sisters, you do it for me. Now go, blessed child of God, and receive the kingdom that was prepared for you before the creation of the world. We hear from the Lord God through the prophet Isaiah, and the Lord God says to us, this is the kind of prayer and fasting that he wants from us.
That's right.
To feed the homeless and those who are hungry, to open up your homes to those who are poor and those who are homeless, to give clothing to those who need it, and to never, never turn your back on our relatives. Then your light will break forth like the morning, and your healing will be fast. And that your righteousness, which is from God, will go before you, and that the Lord would be your strong rear guard. And in that time, you'll cry out to God, and he will say, here I am. And all the people said,
amen.
Amen.